ABC News Radio.
The results actually reflect what our patients have been telling us for a long time, and that is that there is a misunderstanding about lung cancer in the community and a distinct lack of support and empathy for those diagnosed with lung cancer.
Why this lack of empathy?
Well, we've done a terrific job over the years bringing down the smoking rate in Australia. But we've done that on the back of linking lung cancer with smoking. So we've demonized smoking quite rightly, and we now have one of the lowest smoking rates in the world. But along the way, we've also demonized smokers, and that's unfair. Most people pick up smoking in their early teens and late teens, use the product as designed, and become addicted just as the product is designed to, the effect that the product's designed to have. So the survey tells us that one in three Australians feel that those with lung cancer only have themselves to blame. And we also found that 90% of Australians felt that the only risk factor for lung cancer is smoking.
Which, of course, is not the case, because many sufferers have never smoked in their lives. How do you turn around an opinion like that? I mean, we think about breast cancer and how it's become very, very public in recent years as to how women should have themselves checked regularly. As far as lung cancer goes, how do you turn around public opinion, which seems to think that you get lung cancer only because you smoke?
That's right. This needs a full public campaign. Smoking, of course, is a significant risk for lung cancer. But just as smoking is a significant risk for other cancers and other chronic diseases, but the same level of stigma does not exist for those diseases. So we need to get the message out that anyone can get lung cancer. And just as lung cancer doesn't discriminate, neither should we.
And I suppose a conversation like this helps to get that message out. But what other measures might you take on?
Well, we need to communicate out to the public the different faces of lung disease and lung cancer. We know that one in three women who will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year will be a lifelong never smoker. We know that one in 10 men diagnosed with lung cancer will be a lifelong never smoker. We need to communicate the message that anyone can get lung cancer, ex-smokers, current smokers, never smokers.
And as far as cancers in Australia go, how prominent is lung disease?
Well, lung cancer is our biggest cancer killer in Australia. It's a surprise to most people to hear that lung cancer kills more people than breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer combined. So it has a significant impact.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.